everyone. Today's story is called A Goat Called Curry, written by Sharon Abimbola Salu. And let's find out what the story is about. Mofolusho is an expert at doing the opposite of what her parents tell her not to do, until a goat arrives on their doorstep. Will she change her ways? This story is told with wit and humor, and children will really enjoy this heartwarming story of a little girl and her mischievous four-legged sidekick. So let's begin. On a small farm on the outskirts of Lagos, there lived a farmer, his wife, and their daughter. Her name was Mofolusho. Mr. and Mrs. Farmer loved each other deeply, but they loved their daughter even more. Every day, Mrs. Farmer would cook and bake. She made soups and stews, pies and cakes. But no matter what she made, Mofolusho never helped her mother. She did not help wash the dishes, sweep the floor, or do the laundry. Mofolusho did not help her father either. When it was time to work, Mofolusho would run and hide until it was time to eat. Mofolusho was good at doing the opposite of what she was told. Don't write on the wall, but she did. Don't talk with your mouth full, she did. Don't talk back to your parents, it's rude, but she did. No matter how many don'ts she was told, Mofolusho did as she pleased. Mr. Farmer was not happy, neither was his wife. So her parents punished her. No TV, no toys, but it didn't work. One night, there was a knock on the door. Mrs. Farmer went to answer. Lying on a pile of dry grass in a box was a baby goat, a goat kid. The kid was fast asleep. A goat? She gasped. Who left it here? Just then, the goat woke up. It yawned, stretched, and bleated. The bleating woke up Mr. Farmer. When did we get a goat? He asked. We didn't. Someone left it here, said his wife. But we don't need a goat unless you want to make pepper soup, said Mr. Farmer. Suddenly, Mrs. Farmer had a wonderful idea. She whispered in her husband's ear. Will it work? He asked. Let's try and see, she said. They took the goat to the kitchen. Mofolusho! Mofolusho! Come here now! Mr. Farmer shouted. The little girl appeared, her eyes heavy with sleep. When she saw the goat, the sleep vanished from her eyes.
Papa! Mama! Look! A small baby goat! She squealed. Can we keep him?
Yes, but you must take good care of him, said Mr. Farmer.
I promise,
said Mofolusho. She wrapped her arms around the goat and said,
your name is Goat.
Meh,
cried the goat. Everyone laughed. From that moment, Mofolusho and Goat became best friends. Together, they chased the chickens and the pig. They almost tipped over the cow, but she kicked them in the mud. The pig told her they were coming. As Goat grew, he became naughtier. Mrs. Farmer was upset. Before, she had just one naughty girl to deal with,
but now a naughty goat too? What on earth was she to do? One sunny afternoon, there was a knock on the door. It was Mrs. Farmer's sister, Folake. Mrs. Farmer was happy to see her sister. They sat down to chat while munching meat pies and sipping cold drinks. "Before I forget, this is for you," said Folake, handing her a gift. It was a large cookbook. 21 delicious goat recipes. "Oh, thank you, Folake," said Mrs. Farmer, "but it's not my birthday." "Gifts are for special people," said Folake. "It doesn't have to be your birthday to celebrate you." After her sister left, Mrs. Farmer explored the cookbook. One particular recipe caught her eye: curry goat. She looked through the list of ingredients. "I don't have any curry powder," she said. Mrs. Farmer had a habit of naming animals after ingredients she lacked in her kitchen. The cow was called Butter, and the pig was called Cayenne. The chickens were called Basil, Rosemary, and Thyme. Just then, Mofolusho ran into the house.
"Mama, my friends keep saying that goat isn't a real name. What do I do?"
she said. Mrs. Farmer remembered the single ingredient she lacked in her kitchen that afternoon. "Curry," said Miss Farmer. "That's his name." That's how goat became known as Curry. In spite of his new name, Curry the goat was still naughty, naughtier than Mofolusho. He chewed Mr. Farmer's newspaper, trampled on Mrs. Farmer's flowers, and broke her cherished teapot. The naughtier he became, the angrier Mrs. Farmer got. And the angrier she got, the more she wanted to get rid of the goat. One breezy afternoon, Mrs. Farmer looked out of her window and saw Curry the goat chewing her favorite dress.
"I've had enough," she cried. "Something must be done about that goat."
But she didn't know what that something was until her eyes fell on the cookbook.
"I will cook that goat," she said. "That will solve my problem."
She assembled the ingredients for curry goat in a bowl: thyme, scallions, allspice berries, garlic, onion, potato, and scotch bonnet pepper. She then went off to the market. Then off to the market she went to buy some curry powder. As soon as she left the kitchen, a tiny visitor arrived. It was a mouse, a very hungry mouse. He could smell all kinds of wonderful smells, but one particular smell tickled his little nose. It was coming from the table. The mouse scrambled up the table and scurried towards the bowl for a closer look. He sniffed all the ingredients one by one until he came to the pepper. "I must taste this odd-looking fruit," he thought, and lifted the pepper to his mouth.
"What are you doing?" Scotch Bonnet Pepper yelled. "Put me down at once!"
The frightened mouse dropped the pepper and hid behind a can of salt. All the ingredients woke up.
"What's going on?" they asked. "He tried to eat me," said Scotch Bonnet Pepper, pointing at the mouse.
"Just like Mrs. Farmer plans to eat us all."
"Sorry," said the mouse. "I am just so hungry."
"Eat rice," said the allspice. The mouse ate until his belly was full.
"Will you help us?" said the scallions.
The mouse nodded. They gathered round and told him Mrs. Farmer's plan.
"Oh no," he cried. "I must warn the goat."
So he ran off to tell Curry what he had just heard. The ingredients followed him. They found Curry in the barn upturning the hay Mr. Farmer had stacked. The mouse said, "Curry, you must run. She's going to eat you." But because he had a quiet, mousy voice, Curry didn't hear him well. Before the mouse could repeat himself, Scotch Bonnet Pepper yelled, "She's going to eat you!"
Kari trembled in fear.
What am I going to do?
He whimpered.
Run away,
sang the scallions.
To the next farm,
Onion and Garlic chimed.
To the forest,
said the allspice berries.
To the moon,
the sprigs of thyme chorused.
To a deserted island,
said the potato.
Aboard a pirate's ship,
cried Scotch Bonnet Pepper.
No, said the mouse. Running away solves nothing. A bigger, hungrier animal will find and eat you. Let's go and see the ship.
They all marched to see Florence, the wise old sheep.
Please help me,
cried Curry.
Mrs. Farmer wants to eat me for dinner.
You've been a very bad goat, said Florence.
Nobody likes naughty animals. What do I do?
Said Curry.
Come closer and I'll tell you, said Florence.
She whispered some words in his ear.
It's not too late,
Curry asked.
No, it's never too late, she said.
That night, Curry hid under a pile of hay in the barn. Even when Mofolusho called him, he didn't answer. When Mrs. Farmer returned from the market and couldn't find the goat, she made something else for dinner.
Tomorrow, I'll look for that goat and cook him, she said.
Meanwhile, Curry lay under the hay until daybreak. Before the rooster crowed, Curry was up. With the help of the mouse and the ingredient, Curry fed the chickens and gathered their eggs in a basket. Mofolusho woke up early that morning and was surprised to see Curry hard at work. Something melted in her naughty little heart. Instead of scolding him, she lent a helping hand. When Mr. and Mrs. Farmer woke up, the house was sparkling clean and all the chores were done. They were astonished.
Who did all this? Mrs. Farmer asked.
Curry did, Mama, said Mofolusho. I helped him a little.
You actually helped someone? Her father asked in disbelief.
Yes, Papa. Curry taught me something for a change, said Mofolusho.
Her parents were amazed. Not only had Curry turned over a new leaf overnight, but his newfound goodness had also rubbed off on Mofolusho. Mr. and Mrs. Farmer looked at each other.
Welcome to the family,
they said to Curry. Mr. Farmer gave Curry a new collar and a lovely bell which jingled everywhere he went. And they lived happily ever after, except for Rosemary the chicken, who they ate for dinner. I hope you enjoyed reading, listening to this story. Thank you.